Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. 60 years ago today, the world made a declaration that began with these words: whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world, you may be unfamiliar with the 1,772 words that make up the most translated document in world history, but there are people all around the world who can recite it by heart. The General Assembly proclaims this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations.
For the first time, the international community of nations has considered and declared what, in its opinion, are those human rights and fundamental freedoms which every human being, without exception, is entitled to enjoy.
That's H.V. Evatt, president of the UN General Assembly back in 1948, describing a document as emblematic as the U.S. Declaration of Independence or an even older Declaration of Freedom.
This Universal Declaration of Human Rights may well become the international Magna Carta of all men everywhere.
First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt championed the Declaration as a Magna Carta answer to the brutality of the just-ended World War. And over the past six decades, world leaders of all kinds have used it to fight tyranny or even to deflect criticism of their own internal tyranny.
He has very little to lecture us on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. His hands drip with innocent blood of many nationalities.
Because they supported basic commitments that are also guaranteed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which the Soviet Union and other members of the United Nations have publicly and officially endorsed.
This is a human right which was defined by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which came out of the United Nations way back in 1948.
This declaration is based upon the spiritual fact that man must have freedom in which to develop his full stature.
And there were a few statures represented there: Zimbabwe's dictator Robert Mugabe, anti-Soviet U.S. President Jimmy Carter, Gary Davis there, a self-styled believer in one world government. The Declaration is a means to their various political ends. But in 1979, Pope John Paul II reminded the world of the terrible price it had paid for this document. So simple, so controversial.
This declaration was paid for by millions of our brothers and sisters at the cost of their suffering and sacrifice. This price cannot have been paid in vain.
Perhaps so-called self-evident rights and truths run the risk of slipping away unless we openly declare them, repeat them again and again, in a world with such a terrible legacy of forgetting.
The Declaration sets a standard, an objective, but that it is not legally binding. It is therefore essential for this Assembly to take subsequent steps to ensure that the rights which we have declared are in fact implemented, so that human rights and fundamental freedoms shall not merely be recognized, but also put into practical effect.
The Declaration is still debated, is enforced by international peacekeepers in some places, but even today it is hardly universal. Its 1,772 words must be whispered by those who can only dream they will someday come true for them. Happy birthday, Declaration.